everyone, and welcome to Globalize Asia. Support for this podcast comes from Royal Beans Chocolates. Royal Beans is based out of Bangalore in India and specializes in Belgian chocolates infused with exciting flavors like masala chai, cappuccino, berry blast, walnut marble, and many more. You can gift these special crafted chocolates to your loved ones in India by visiting their website www.royalbeans.in. Use the promotional code GLA10 to get 10% discount off your order. Thank you.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Globalize Asia. Autism Spectrum Disorder, short for ASD, is the name for a group of developmental disorders. People with ASD often have ongoing social problems that include difficulty communicating and interacting with others. Our guest today is Kavita Tekchandani. She is an early intervention advisor working with NHS. Let's hear from her some of the common misconceptions and challenges of autism. Kavita, welcome to Globalization. Topic of discussion today is obviously autism, and in medical field, I think it's considered ASD, Autism Spectrum Disorder.
Yeah.
While I was doing the research for this podcast, I came across a few one-liners on how do you define an autism. And the one that stuck to me was sensory chaos, as they call it in young children. From subject matter expert, first of all, what is autism?
Well, autism is a developmental disability. Like you rightly said, it can be sensory chaos. So for some children, it could be they could be highly sensitive, high or low sensitivity they may have to sound, color, taste, touch, even temperature, and even to pain. So all our senses basically could have an effect on them, which is very overwhelming. So to give you an example, it would be like if you're at an airport and you've got all the sounds, the sights, you've got people talking to you, you are walking towards the terminal. So your brain is processing all of that information. And it's telling you, okay, you need to focus on walking and talking to the person next to you. And your brain can, a neurotypical brain can do that. But with an autistic brain, for that autistic child or person,